Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Mata, and Mataji, all the Matajis are there. Let us move to our next session. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Gurudev Das Prabhu on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chapter 23, text number 52 and onwards. And Prabhuji is also going to glorify the Janava Devi Dasi, Janava Devi, the Lord Nityananda's consort. So we'll be having nectar, double the nectar. Thank you very much. Is Adi Gadadhara Das Prabhu, are you there?
Hare Krishna, Komodaki Mataji. My humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Mataji, I am here at your service.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Please accept my Dhamma Pranam. And I'm happy to that you are here and you get some nice nectar. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please take over the call.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Mataji.
Thank you.
We will start. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Today we are reading one verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 23, verse number 52. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing us through Sanatana Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Niraveda harashadi tetrisha vyabhichari sabamili rasahaya chamatkarakari. Synonyms, Nirveda, Harsha, Adi. Nirveda means complete despondency. Harsha means jubilation. Adi means etc. So on. Tetrisha, 33. Vyabhichari, transitory elements. Sabamili, all meeting together. Rasa, the mellow. Haya becomes Chamatkara Kari, a cause of wonder. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. There are other ingredients beginning with complete despondency and jubilation. Altogether, there are 33 varieties, and when these combine, the mellow becomes very wonderful. Purport. Nirved, Harsha, and other symptoms are explained in Madhya Lila, chapter 14, verse number 167. The transitory elements, Vyabhichari, are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.4.123 as follows. अथोच्यन्ते त्रयस् त्रिंशद् भावये व्यभिचारिणः विशेषे नाभिमुखेन चरन्ति स्थायिनं प्रति वादंगसत्व सुच्यये नेयास्ते व्यभिचारिणः संचार्ययन्ति भावस्य गतिं संचारिणोपिते उन्मज्जन्ति निमज्जन्ति स्थायि अमृतवारिधौ उर्मीवद् वर्धयन्त एनम् यान्ति तद् रूपतां चते. There are 23 transitory elements known as vyabhichari, ecstatic emotions. They especially wander about the permanent sentiments as assistants. They are to be known by words, by different symptoms seen in the limbs and in other parts of the body, and by the peculiar conditions of the heart. Because they set in motion the progress of the permanent sentiments, they are specifically called sanchari or impelling principles. These impelling principles rise up and fall back in the permanent sentiments of ecstatic love like waves in an ocean of ecstasy. Consequently, they are called vyabhichari. We will chant Mangalacharan. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surata Pangor Mama Vanda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojau Radha Madana Mohanam Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasthau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Preshthalibhi Sevyamana Smarami Shriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vamshivata Tatasita Karshana Venu Swanaira Gopin Gopinatha Yasriyeshtunaha Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I would like to offer my respectful, humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees who are listening. I also beg all of you to kindly bestow your blessings upon me so that for the next 1 hour, I am able to serve all of you nicely by glorifying Shrimati Janava Devi. Yesterday was the appearance day of Shrimati Sita Devi, the eternal consort of Sri Ramachandra Bhagwan. And yesterday was also the appearance day of Shrimati Janava Devi, the eternal consort of Nityananda Prabhu, who is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. And in this section of the Madhya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as part of Sanatan Shiksha, his teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us the details about the different rasas, the different relationships, the different moods, the different emotions of devotional service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that there are five main relationships: Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras. Relationship with Krishna and service to Krishna in the mood of neutrality, in the mood of servant, in the mood of a friend, in the mood of a parent, and in the mood of a conjugal lover. These are the five permanent ecstasies, five permanent rasas. And then singing, dancing, smiling, laughing, feeling despondent, feeling sad, feeling harsha, feeling very happy, like we read in today's verse. These are all different waves that come up and down in the ocean of bhakti. And these sub-emotions, these impelling emotions, they assist the principal rasa, the principal mood, the principal relationship of bhakti. So therefore, these waves are very important, because they bring out or impel or stimulate the permanent ecstasy, the permanent relationship that we have with Krishna. So through the glorious, glorious, glorious life of Srimati Janava Devi, we will see how these different emotions play into the sweet Leela and serve the principal mood of bhakti, the primary mood of relationship with Krishna. Srimati Janava Devi, she appeared along with her sister Vasudha. Vasudha was the older sister of Janava Devi. They both appeared as the daughters of Mother Bhadravati, and their father's name was Suryadas. Suryadas, the father of Janava Devi and Vasudha Devi, used to work as an accountant for the king of Bengal. So he was given the title Sarakhel. So Suryadas Sarakhel and his wife Bhadravati, they gave birth to these two very glorious daughters, Vasudha and Janava. As these two girls grew up, Suryadas and Bhadravati Mata, they realized that they are indeed very fortunate. They realized the divine qualities of these two girls, and they understood that they are not ordinary girls. And naturally, out of their parental love, they were concerned, how will we find a suitable boy for their marriage? At the same time, now this is happening in a village called Shaligram in Bengal, in Gaudadesh. Now let us leave Shaligram, Gaudadesh, for a few minutes, and let us travel to Jagannath Puri, Neelachal. There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is living as a sannyasi. And Nityananda Prabhu has gone to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the 4 months of Chaturmas. And he has gone with all the Bengali devotees And suddenly, one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls Nityananda Prabhu and tells him, "My dear Nitai, I want you to go to Gaudadesh. I want you to go to Bengal and enter Grahastha Ashram. I know you are Avadhut. Sa Advaitam, Sa Avadhutam. Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. I know you are Avadhut. You have taken to the renounced order of life. You have nothing to do with this materialistic society. And you are preaching my message. You are preaching the glories of Krishna Nam. You are preaching Harinam Sankirtan Dharma. But I want you to enter Grahastha Ashram so that you can fulfill a very particular service. You see, my dear Nitai, I am a sannyasi, and therefore I have a lot of restrictions. Where I can go, where I can eat, where I can sit, with who I can associate. I have got so many restrictions as a sannyasi. I have to follow so many rules and regulations. But you know, both of us have appeared on this planet to deliver the most fallen. Patita pavana hetu taba abata mosama patita prabhu na pai bea. We have come to deliver the most fallen. Patita pavana hetu taba avatar. Narottama Thakur is singing. But the most fallen people, the most patit people of the Kali Yuga rejects. The Kali Yuga rejects. Everybody is fallen in Kali Yuga. Kalao Shudram Sambhavat. Everybody is fallen in Kali Yuga. But the fallen of the fallen, the fallen of the fallen, we call them Kali Yuga rejects. They are even rejected by Kali Yuga. Such rascals are living as grahasthas, grihamedhis. And as a sannyasi, I cannot really associate with grahasthas very closely. And if you are also in the renounced order as an avadhut, then even you cannot do it. So who is going to save them? Who is going to deliver them? Therefore, I want you to enter Grahastha Ashram and preach indiscriminately. Don't discriminate who is fallen, who is not fallen. Just knock on everybody's door. Just go to everyone. Go to the liquor houses. Go to the prostitution houses. As a Grahastha, you can go anywhere. But as a sannyasi, I cannot go. I will lose my ashram. You go and you preach to one and all. Nityananda Prabhu, please get married and have children. Hare Krishna. You can imagine what Nityananda Prabhu must be feeling. Here is Nityananda Prabhu. He has left everything and come to Neelachal to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling him, go away. Leave Neelachal, leave my association, go to Bengal and become a grahastha. This was unthinkable for Nityananda Prabhu, whose life and soul is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu, with folded hands, told Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I am your puppet. I am your puppet, and you can make me dance the way you want me to dance. Kashtera putali jatha nachao se mate nachao nachao prabhu nachao se mate. Our most beloved, beloved of the beloved, the one who lives in the core of our hearts, our dearmost, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, our grandfather who has given us our fathers, our spiritual masters, that Srila Prabhupada wrote this on the Jaladuta. Ani acho jadi prabhu amare nachate, nachao nachao prabhu nachao se mate. On the Jaladuta, Srila Prabhupada writes, now that you have brought me here, Ani acho jadi prabhu, my dear Lord, now that you have brought me here, make me dance. Make me dance now that you have brought me to Boston. Now that you have brought me to New York. Now make me dance. And how should you make me dance? Next verse. Kashtera putali jatha nachao se mate. Nachao nachao prabhu nachao se mate. Like Kashtera putali, like Kathputli, like a puppet. Like a puppet doll. Make me dance. Make me dance the way you want me to dance. Make me do what pleases you. I am yours. I am your puppet. Nityananda Prabhu told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am your puppet. I have nothing in my life other than you and your service. Therefore, you can do what you like with me. But who can predict what you will do? You can send your own beloved wife, Srimati Sita Devi, who has not forgotten you even for one moment for the entire year that she lived with Ravan. The purest of the pure Sita Devi who passed Agni Pariksha, you can send her away into the forest when she is carrying your own two sons in her womb. That Srimati Radharani, who gave up her family, who gave up her husband, who gave up everything, all the gopis who gave up their husbands, their parents, their children, their households, their social respect, social status, they gave up everything and they came to you. But you, as Vrajendra Nandan Krishna, as Vrindavan Chandra Krishna, as Gopinath, you gave up the association of the gopis and you went away to Dwarka, plunging them in an ocean of sorrow. And then you sent me to pacify them as your messenger. And I tried my best. Then you sent Uddhav. Who can understand you? And look at you now. Now you are Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a great sannyasi in the line of Kesha Bharati Maharaj. You told me to become Avadhut. So I left everything and I became Avadhut. You are the Supreme Lord. You are the one who had sent that sannyasi to the house of my parents in Ekachakra. And you had made him ask me in Dakshina from my parents, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi. And my poor parents, they lost their life and soul. They lost their Nitai. And I went with the sannyasi, understanding your inner desire, and I became Avadhut. And now you are telling me to become grahastha. And look at you. You became a grahastha. You had the most loving wife, most loving mother, most loving friends. You had a perfect life in Navadvip. But you gave everything up. You left all your devotees. You broke their hearts and you became sannyasi. From grahastha, you became sannyasi. And from Avadhut, you are telling me to become a grahastha. Who can understand you, my Lord? Who can understand you? It is impossible to understand you. You are achintya. Therefore, I just want to be your puppet. Previously, as Lakshman, you told me to create the fire of fire in which the Sita Devi had to enter. You told me to ride the chariot and drop her off in the forest when she was pregnant with your two children, Love and Kush. You left all the Brajvasis with me on the chariot of Akrur. And then you told me to go and pacify the gopis and pacify our parents, Nanda and Yashoda. I did that. And now you want me to become a grahastha from Avadhut. All right, I will become. Whatever you say, my Lord, I am yours. I am your puppet. bowing down to the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear friends, our Avadhut, Avadhuta Shiromani Nityananda Ram, Eka Chakra Dhameshwara Nityananda Ram. He left the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking with him his confidential associates like Meena Ketana Ramdas, like Das Gadadhar, like Uddharan Thakur. All these devotees he took with him and he proceeded to Gaudadesh, to Navadvip, to Bengal. And there was a Brahman who met Nityananda Prabhu and told him that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told you to enter Grahastha Ashram and I have found the perfect match for you. Here in Bengal, in the town of Shaligram, there lives a very nice devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His name is Suryadas Sarkhel and his wife is Bhadravati Devi. You go to their house, they have two daughters. Their names are Vasudha and Janava. And you should marry both of them. You should marry both of them. They are meant to marry you. In fact, they are your eternal consorts. At the same time, the father of Vasudha and Janava Devi, Suryadas Sarkhel, one night he had a dream. Now we are back in Shaligram village in Bengal. He had a dream. In his dream, he saw a very beautiful vision. He saw Nityananda Prabhu sitting. And on his either sides are Revati Devi and Varuni Devi, the two wives, the two eternal consorts of Balaram. So Suryadas, the father of Janava and Vasudha Devi, he saw in his dream that Balaram is sitting in the groves of Vrindavan, surrounded by all his devotees. And next to him are sitting his two eternal consorts, Revati Devi and Varuni Devi. And then in his dream, the vision changed and Balaram was replaced by Nityananda Ram, by Nityananda Prabhu. And Revati became Janava and Varuni became Vasudha. The two daughters of Suryadas, they became Revati and Varuni. They became Janava and Vasudha. And Balaram transformed into Nityananda Prabhu. And in great shock, Suryadas woke up from his dream. And he was trying to make sense of this vision. And Krishnadas was another Brahman who lived in the village of Shaligram. He was a very dear friend of Suryadas. In the early morning, he came to Suryadas and told him that you must get your two daughters, Vasudha and Janava, married to Nityananda Prabhu. Because Nityananda Prabhu is the life and soul of our Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu cannot be separated from Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore, it is appropriate that you offer both your daughters in marriage to Nityananda Prabhu. When all this was going on, Nityananda Prabhu, accompanied by his dearmost devotee, Uddharan Thakur, came to the house of Suryadas Sarkhel. And Suryadas Sarkhel welcomed him with great respect. And he and Bhadravati Devi, both the parents, they offered their two daughters in marriage to Nityananda Prabhu. And for the pleasure of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu accepted Vasudha and Janava as his beloved consorts. And Krishnadas, he bore all the expenses for the marriage. He said, I will get this marriage done with great opulence, pomp and show. And very, very, very beautiful marriage ceremony took place where Nityananda Prabhu was married to Vasudha and Janava. Vasudha was older sister of Janava Devi. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he goes to Navadvip. He goes to the house of Sachi Mata. Because for Sachi Mata, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are non-different. So Sachi Mata, when she sees Vasudha and Janava, she is overwhelmed with happiness. And for her, it is like her own daughters. So she welcomes Nityananda Prabhu, welcomes Vasudha and Janava. And for a few days, they stay in the house of Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata showers them with lot of motherly love. And then Nityananda Prabhu, accompanied by his two consorts, he goes to Shantipur, to the house of Advaita Acharya. And there Sita Thakurani has the same emotions for them. And for a few days, they live in the house of Advaita Acharya and Sita Thakurani and receive their love and affection. After that, Nityananda Prabhu takes his two consorts and he goes to the village of Kardaha, a very beautiful holy place, and they settle down in Kardaha. There, Vasudha Devi is blessed with 6 children. But all of them die soon after birth. It's a very, very beautiful story. It has something to do with Abhiram Gopal Sakha. Abhiram Prabhu. A very intimate associate, Abhiram Thakur, a very intimate associate of Nityananda Prabhu. But that story we can discuss some other time. We can discuss it on the disappearance of Abhiram Thakur. Very, very beautiful story. And then Vasudha was blessed with 2 more children, a son whose name was Veer Chandra and a daughter whose name was Ganga Devi. Veer Chandra, according to Gaura Ganodesha Dipika by Kavi Karanapur, the youngest son of Shivananda Sen, according to Gaura Ganodesha Dipika, this child of Nityananda Prabhu and Vasudha Devi, whose name was Veera Chandra, was a direct incarnation of Shirodakshai Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. And their daughter, Ganga Devi, was an incarnation of Mother Ganga, the river Ganga. So in this way, they had 2 very special children. And then Nityananda Prabhu also adopted one child whose name was Ramachandra. So Veerachandra, Ramachandra and Ganga Devi. These 3 children lived in the house of Nityananda Prabhu, Vasudha and Janava Devi. Sometime later, Vasudha Devi left her body and went back to the spiritual world to serve Nityananda Prabhu eternally in the spiritual realm. And Janava Devi took over the responsibility of caring for the 3 children, Veerachandra, Ramachandra and Ganga Devi. And she became an exemplary mother, showering them with all kinds of physical nourishment and also spiritual nourishment. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already gone back to the spiritual world. He entered into the beautiful deity of Tota Gopinath. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left us at the age of 48. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Gadadhar Pandit could not hold on to his life air. So he also left his body. Swarup Damodar Goswami could not tolerate the pangs of separation and he also left his body. Their bodies are spiritual. So let's say he also went back to the spiritual world. So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Gadadhar Pandit also disappeared. Swarup Damodar Goswami also disappeared. Then Murari Gupta disappeared. Sarobhaum Bhattacharya disappeared. Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, he also left this world. And Srivas Pandit, who had left Navadvip after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he also left this world. So my dear friends, entire Pancha Tattva disappeared from this world, except Nityananda Prabhu. But that also did not last too long. Very soon, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Nityananda Prabhu also left this world. So now the entire Pancha Tattva had gone back to the spiritual world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, they had all gone, along with their eternal associates like Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Murari Gupta, They had all gone back to the spiritual world. Swarup Damodar Goswami had gone. So all the devotees who were left behind, they were drowning in a limitless ocean of grief, lamentation. In today's verse we were reading, the first word was Nirveda. Despondency, not knowing what to do, complete gloom. So today's verse comes into the picture. All the devotees were in the transcendental ecstasy of separation. They were feeling the ecstasy of viraha, pain in separation. But that pain is not a mundane pain like we experience. It is a spiritual ecstasy because it increases the love for Krishna. It increases Krishna prema. It increases Gaura prema. So it is not a mundane pain. It is a spiritual ecstasy. So they were plunged and they were looking for direction. At least in Vrindavan there was Jiva Goswami. At least in Vrindavan there was Raghunath Das Goswami. At least in Vrindavan there was Gopal Bhatta Goswami. But my dear friends, please think, who was there in Gauda Desh? Who was there in Navadvip to guide the Gaudiya Vaishnavas? There was nobody. And this important role of spiritual leadership was played to perfection by Srimati Janava Devi. She became the supreme acharya for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas all over the world after the disappearance of Panchatattva. Her own son, Veera Chandra, who is an incarnation of Shirodakshaya Vishnu, he was a powerful devotee, powerful preacher, doing wonderful preaching work in Bengal. In fact, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had initially told Nityananda Prabhu to enter Grahastha Ashram, when Nityananda Prabhu asked him the reasons, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave many reasons. One reason, of course, was that you can preach more extensively without any restriction as a Grahastha. But another reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given Nityananda Prabhu was that when you enter Grahastha Ashram, my own incarnation, my own avatar will appear as a child. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was referring to Veera Chandra, who is an incarnation of Vishnu. And he said, this child will become a very powerful preacher. And one of your wives will become the future acharyas of the legacy that you and me are going to leave behind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke these prophetic words to Nityananda Prabhu, that the legacy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the legacy of Harinam Sankirtan that you and me are going to leave behind, one of your wives is going to hold that dhara of mercy. And one of your son is going to become the most prominent acharya and preacher. So Janava Devi's child, Veera Chandra, he was a great, powerful devotee and preacher. And he approached his mother, Janava Devi, for mantra diksha, for spiritual initiation. And Janava Devi initiated him, initiated Veera Chandra. Not only Veera Chandra, she also initiated Ganga Devi, her daughter. Of course, biologically they are stepchildren, but Janava Devi had brought them up, raised them like her own children. And Janava Devi in this way gave diksha, initiation to her own children, Ganga Devi and Veera Chandra. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, can Matajis, can ladies become initiating spiritual masters? Can they become gurus? And Srila Prabhupada had said, yes. And Prabhupada gave the Shastric reference of Janava Devi. That Janava Devi was an initiating spiritual master in our Sampradaya. And of course, Ganga Mata Goswamini also, about whom we had spoken last year. Ganga Mata Goswamini also was an initiating spiritual master. That time, the king of Jagannath Puri was her initiated disciple. So similarly, Janava Devi, she set this example, she set this precedent that Matajis can also become gurus, provided they are qualified, spiritually qualified. And that same holds true for men also. Men can become gurus when they are spiritually qualified. Guru na satya, swajana na satya, पिता न सत्यात् जननी न सत्यात् देवाय न सत्यात् न पति न सत्यात् नमोचयेत्यो समुपेत मृत्युम्. ऋषभदेव इंस्ट्रक्ट्स इन श्रीमद् भागवतम दैट वन कैनॉट बिकम अ गुरु, गुरु न सत्यात् स्वजना न सत्यात्, वन कैनॉट बिकम अ फैमिली मेंबर और अ रिलेटिव. पिता न सत्यात् जननी न सत्यात्, यू कैनॉट बिकम अ फादर एंड यू कैनॉट बिकम अ मदर. देवाय न सत्यात्, यू कैनॉट बिकम अ किंग और अ डेमिगॉड. पति न सत्यात् एंड यू कैनॉट बिकम अ हस्बैंड अनलेस नमो चयेत्य समुपेत मृत्युम. Unless and until you can deliver your dependents from the cycle of birth and death, unless and until you can deliver them back home, back to Godhead, you should not become any of these. So anyone who knows the tattva of Krishna consciousness, anyone who is qualified to become a guru, can become a guru regardless whether they are in a male body or a female body, whether they are American body or Indian body, whether they are a white body or a black body, whether they are a rich body or poor body, young body or old body, it doesn't matter. Sukhdeva Goswami was only 16 years old and he was giving a 7-day Bhagavad discourse to devotees who were hundreds and thousands of years older than him. His own spiritual master was sitting, Vyasadeva, Narad Muni was sitting, Vishwamitra Muni was sitting, Vasishtha Muni was sitting. So many great sadhus were sitting. So Janava Devi, the example is there that if one is qualified, if one is self-realized, then one can become a spiritual master. And then on the invitation of Narottam Das Thakur, Janava Devi agreed to go to Kheturi, the place of Narottam Das Thakur, where he was going to hold the very first Gaur Purnima Mahamohatsav. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left this world and Narottam Das Thakur wanted to start celebrating Gaur Purnima annually. Every year Gaur Purnima festival should be celebrated. So he was organizing the very first Gaur Purnima Mahotsav in the history of this planet. That was organized by Narottam Das Thakur with the help of his cousin, Santosh Datta, who had now become the king of Kheturi Gram. So Santosh Datta used all his resources, all his money, all his servants, soldiers, to make this festival a grand success. And Narottam Das Thakur sent first-class devotees to Kardaha, to the house of Janava Devi, to personally invite. And the invitation letter was written in beautiful Bengali poetry composed by Narottam Das Thakur. Personal invitation, handwritten invitation, sent personally by high-class devotees, delivered personally by high-class devotees. And Janava Devi said, I will come along with my associates. Parmeshwari Das, Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, also accompanied Janava Devi. And so many other devotees, Veer Chandra, Ganga Devi, so many wonderful, wonderful devotees from Bengal, they were part of the entourage of Janava Devi. And together they went to Kheturi Gram. And there, along with Narottam Das Thakur, Shamananda Pandit was there, Srinivas Acharya was there, and devotees from Vrindavan had come. Devotees from all over India, all over Orissa, all over Bengal, from Vrindavan, everybody had come there for this historical event. And everyone, my dear friends, everyone unanimously in Kheturi during the first ever Gaur Purnima Mahotsav, everyone unanimously made Janava Devi as the chief authority to preside over the festivities. So Janava Devi herself took the responsibility, took the service of cooking for all the devotees, thousands and thousands of devotees. She made Srinivas Acharya the head pujari because 6 sets of deities were going to be installed. So knowing the caliber and the purity of Srinivas Acharya, Janava Devi made Srinivas Acharya the head pujari for the ceremony. She made Narottam Das Thakur the lead kirtan singer. In this way, she allocated different services and the festivities began. The Pran Pratishtha happened. Beautiful aarti was offered. And then Janava Devi looked at Raghunandan, who had come from Shrikhanda, who in his childhood had, with his love, had made Gopinath eat the laddu. That Raghunandan, the nephew of Narahari Sarkar, the son of Mukunda, that Raghunandan Thakur was lovingly told by Janava Devi, you lead the first kirtan. So Raghunandan, with his sweet voice filled with devotion, started leading kirtan. And everyone was in ecstasy. And then after some time, Janava Devi told Narottam Das Thakur, now you lead kirtan. And when Narottam Das Thakur, who had received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine love in the Padma River, straight into his heart, when he had taken bath in the Padma River, that Narottam Das Thakur, that Thakur Mahashaya, that Vaishnava Thakur, when he started leading the kirtan, seeing the Vaishnava etiquette of Narottam Das Thakur, when Janava Devi along with her entourage had arrived on the outskirts of Khepuri Gram, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Pandit, personally, they got into boats, crossed the river, and they were waiting to receive Janava Devi and her associates. And they offered obeisances, they welcomed them with beautiful garlands, sandalwood paste, and they made them sit comfortably in boats, helped them cross across the river and brought them to the temple where the ceremonies were going to happen. They had constructed, with the help of the king Santosh, that they had constructed residential quarters for each and every devotee. For each and every devotee. Fantastic living arrangements, very personal. Seeing this service attitude, seeing the spirit of cooperation, my dear friends, from devotees who spoke Oriya, from devotees who spoke Bengali, from devotees who spoke Brajabhash. Devotees had come from different places with different cultures, different languages, different food preferences. Brajvasis like to eat Braj roti. Gaudiya Vaishnavas like to eat rice. So many differences. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the Pancha Tattva saw that at this Keturi festival, under the able leadership of Janava Devi, all these devotees are working so cooperatively, they decided to bestow their special mercy and special gift upon all the assembled devotees. Srinivas Acharya from his birth was pining to have darshan of Gaur Nitaya, but he could never. The brothers, Srinidhi, Sripati, they had also come, the brothers of Srivas Thakur. They were feeling great separation from their dear brother who had departed from this world. Achyutananda, the son of Advaita Acharya, had come from Shantipur. He was feeling great separation from his father, Advaita Acharya. All the devotees were feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, from Murari Gupta, from Sarobhaum Bhattacharya, from Swarup Damodar. They were all feeling so much separation. Narottam Das Thakur was feeling so much separation. Jayanilo premadhana karuna prachu ekakale kotha gela acharya thaku. Narottam Das Thakur was feeling so much separation. Here he writes Acharya Thakur for Srinivas Acharya later on. But even now, Narottam Das Thakur was feeling so much separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from Vaishnava Thakur. Ekakale kotha gela Vaishnava Thakur. From all these Vaishnava Thakurs, he was feeling separation. And they were feeling the first word of today's verse, Nirveda. So to give them the second word of today's verse, Harsha, happiness, divine happiness, transcendental bliss, the Pancha Tattva, along with their associates like Murari Gupta, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, like Swarup Damodar Goswami, they all appeared in the Kirtan, in the Sankirtan, in the Prem Harinam Sankirtan of Narottam Das Thakur. As Narottam Das Thakur's kirtan reached crescendo, reached its peak, all the devotees were dancing ecstatically. Jahanava Devi was dancing ecstatically. Everyone was dancing in great ecstasy. And suddenly, right in the middle of the kirtan, these five effulgent personalities appeared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Galadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, along with the associates, Murari Gupta, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar Goswami and others. You can imagine what must have happened to the tender hearts of all these devotees. What must have happened to Jahanava Devi when she saw her beloved Lord, Vasudha Jahanava Patin, the husband of her life and soul, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Prabhu, had appeared right in front of her after such a painful and long separation. What must have happened to Achyutananda when he saw Advaita Acharya? What must have happened to Shripati Srinidhi when they saw Srivas Thakur? What must have happened to all the devotees when they saw Gaura Nitai dancing ecstatically in their presence, in flesh and blood, Sakshat Gaura Nitai? They could hold hands. They could fall at their feet. They could feel their fragrance. They could dance with them. They could match their steps with their dancing in the melodious of the melodious kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur. In the presence of Jahanava Devi. In the presence of six freshly installed deities during the first Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsav. How wonderful. And suddenly all the devotees were hit by an unprecedented, amazing tsunami of spiritual bliss. They were splashed with harsha, the second word of today's verse. But this lasted only for a few minutes. After dancing in ecstasy with all of them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates disappeared just as suddenly as they had appeared. And again, plunging all the devotees, all the assembled devotees, into the first verse, first word of today's verse, Nirveda. Utter despondency, utter despair. But it was an ecstasy. Ecstasy of separation, ecstasy of viraha, ecstasy of vipralamba. They were crying in separation. But then Srimati Jahanava Devi told all the assembled devotees that the Pancha Tattva, our beloved Gaura Nitai, are fully available in their holy name. So let us have a tumultuous kirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivas Adigaur Bhaktavrinda. And the kirtan continued. Then Jahanava Devi said, today is holy and I have prepared these wonderful colors with different flowers. Let us offer them to the deities. And then first with her own loving hands, she offered very different colored red, pink, yellow, orange colored, beautiful colors, soft powder of colors to all the six set of deities. And she decorated them very beautifully with different colors. And then she had massive quantities of Mahaprasad of colors distributed to all the assembled devotees. And all the devotees played holi. In the middle of tumultuous kirtan, they were decorating each other with beautiful colors, Mahakolors. And that was a celebration of holi. Then Jahanava Devi had prepared a wonderful feast. So very beautiful bhoga was offered to all the six sets of deities. And after they had eaten, Jahanava Devi personally, along with her associates, served all the devotees. Sumptuous quantity of prasad. And then she had all the devotees who had helped her serve and distribute prasad sit down in a row, and then with her own loving motherly hands, Janava Devi served prasadam to all the servers. And when everyone had eaten to their full satisfaction, and now they were begging and crying to her to please eat, because she was the only one who had not eaten, Janava Devi with great satisfaction sat down and then honored the Mahaprasad. Janava Devi is teaching us that the perfection of our service is not to cook for the deity. Sometimes we feel great pride. Oh, I cooked for Radha Gopinath. I cooked for Radha Madan Mohan today. I cooked the Rajbhog for them. That is very nice. But it is not complete until and unless after offering the Rajbhog, we take Krishna Prasad and distribute it to all the devotees and feed them, just like we fed Krishna. We feed the devotees, then the service is completed. Then we can sit and honor Prasad. Then it is completed. Our service is not perfect just by cooking the Rajbhog offering for Krishna. Our service is complete when we cook the Rajbhog offering, offer it to Krishna, and then take Krishna Prasad and feed the devotees. It is Vaishnava Seva that is the cherry on top of the cake, or that is the icing of the cake, or that is the sugar in the cake, that is the sweetness of the cake. That is Vaishnava Seva. Janava Devi is teaching by her own example. This beautiful festival concluded, my dear friends. It lasted several days. And then Janava Devi, she begged to take leave from all the devotees. And Srinivas Acharya said, I am also leaving. Shamananda Pandit said, I am also leaving. So Janava Devi said, wait, let me cook prasad for all of you. Let me pack your prasad. And she cooked, she fed them, and she packed prasadam for their journey also, for Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Pandit, and all the other devotees. Narottamas Thakur was going to stay back in Khetori. But all others who were traveling, she packed prasadam for them, my dear friends. Here is Janava Devi, not an ordinary human being like you and me. She's the eternal consort of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She's directly an expansion of Srimati Radharani. And she is serving Kali Yuga Jivatmas like us and finding great satisfaction in doing that. After everyone was served, Janava Devi said, now I will go to Vrindavan. Now I will go to Vrindavan. And what a journey it was. Janava Devi, accompanied by her associates, going from Kheturi Gram to Vrindavan Dham. What a journey it was. What adventures. What leelas. And what leelas she performed in Vrindavan. When she met Jiva Goswami, when she met Raghunath Das Goswami, when she met Bhugarbha Goswami, who was so old by now, when she met Loknath Goswami, who was so old. What wonderful pastimes. It is almost noon. Please tell me, my dear friend, should we have a second session on this or should I continue? If I continue, it will take another 1 hour to do justice to the amazing pastimes that are waiting to unfold. So please tell me, my dear friends.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I want to say something, but then everyone will... I think we should do it in another session.
So whenever next time opportunity is there, we can continue, because it is such a wonderful, such wonderful adventures are going to come now, and such sweet interactions are going to come that we should do justice to them instead of rushing through them. So
very true, Prabhu.
So we will pause here. We'll pause.
Yeah, but it was ecstatic, and I think, you know, if we do it in our one more session, the same enthusiasm will be maintained for the listeners as well. So we'll do it in the next session. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Very ecstatic session, Prabhu. And you always bring a smile on our face when you narrate katha. You take us there, as usual. Very beautiful. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for your time and the efforts that you put in to help us all relish the stories, the wonderful katha of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and Janava Devi. Very, very beautiful, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Thank you very much for your kind words. I transfer your kind words of appreciation to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga and to Srimati Janava Devi. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also met. Our author whose book we are reading, he also met Janava Devi in Vrindavan. In fact, he was the one who came running to Raghunath Das Goswami and gave him the news that Ishwari Devi is here, because Janava Devi is another name of Ishwari. That Janava Devi, the consort of Nityananda Prabhu, is here. So all that we will discuss next time. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his famous bhajan, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, in the last verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of our Chaitanya Charitamrit that we are reading today, he says, Shri Janava Pada Padma Koriya Smarana Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Nama Sankirtana Jayo Radhe Jayo Krishna Jayo Vrindavana Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana. And Janava Devi is going to visit Radha Madan Mohan temple of Sanatan Goswami. Jiva Goswami is going to take her on a tour to the Samadhi Mandir of Rupa Goswami. Janava Devi is going to visit Radha Damodar temple. She is going to visit Radha Gopinath temple, Radha Govinda Dev temple. So all those wonderful stories are going to come. So let us have another session whenever by the mercy of Guru Gauranga that opportunity comes. So we will take shelter of this last verse. Shri Janava Pada Padma Koriya Smarana Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Nama Sankirtana. We will conclude. Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patita Nam Bhavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Vi Chaitanya Charitamrit Ki Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you all.
Adi Vinagradas Prabhu Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hey, anyone wants to ask, I think just a couple of minutes through, if everyone wants to ask any questions or
yes.
Realizations, comments.
Hare Krishna Ji, Adi Gadadha Das Prabhu, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam. You have so much, Sri Radha Gopinath and Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, mercy that you will take us in that lila, Prabhuji. We are not qualified to enter in any lila, that much fallen so. But you take us in that lila, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for your maturing class and wonderful association. Janava Mataji ki jai, Shishi Panch Tattva ki jai, jai, jai Nityananda, jai, jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhuji, can you please sing? You sing Nachao, Nachao. I forgot the other four lines.
Hare Krishna. Yes, this is my favorite bhajan, Mataji. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada writes, in the middle of heart attacks, alone on the Jaladuta, taking shelter of Chaitanya Charitamrit, looking at the Ugrasthan, the western countries filled with Rajogun and Tamogun, Ugrasthane, he is writing this. He says, तब कृपा हले मोरा कथा शुद्ध हाबे सुनिया सबार शोक दुख जे गुचीबे. He tells Krishna, he tells Guru and Gauranga, Guru and Krishna, that तब कृपा हले मोरा, if your kripa is there, if your mercy is there, मोरा कथा शुद्ध हबे, that हरि कथा, that Krishna कथा that I am going to speak, it will become शुद्ध, it will become pure. By your mercy, my dear Guru Gauranga. Tab kripa hale mora katha shuddha habe suniya sabar shoka dukha je guchibe. And when this Krishna katha, which is purified by you, is heard, suniya sabar, everybody's shoka dukha, their sorrow and grief, guchibe, will be destroyed. Tab kripa hale mora कथा शुद्ध हबे सुनिया सबार शोक दुख जे गुचीबे आनिया चो जड़ी प्रभु आमरे नाचते
नचाओ नचाओ प्रभु नचाओ से माते आनी आचो जदी प्रभु नाउ दैट यू हैव ब्रॉट मी हियर मेक मी डांस मेक मी डांस हाउ मेक मी डांस लाइक अ कठपुतली लाइक अ काष्ठेरा पुत्री लाइक अ पपेट काष्ठेरा पुतली जथा नचाओ से माते नचाओ नचाओ प्रभु नचाओ से माते नचाओ नचाओ प्रभु नचाओ से माते एंड देन ही कंक्लूड्स भक्ति नाही वेद नाही नाम को बडारो भक्ति वेदांत नाम सार्थक करो श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय
जय
थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे कृष्ण
कैन यू प्लीज सेंड दिस सॉन्ग
या आई विल शेयर इट इट्स ऑन केके सॉन्ग्स इट्स इन द वैष्णव सॉन्ग बुक इट इज वन ऑफ द टू भजन
शेयर इन आवर माताजीज ग्रुप
The bhajan?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, yes, I will share the lyrics.
Thank
yes,
you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Glory to Krishna, Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a very, very beautiful class.
Thank you, Mataji. All glories to Guru Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hoping to hear you soon.
Glory. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Adigadadan Prabhuji. Koti Koti. Dandasanam. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Very, very wonderful class. Today I wasn't sure if I can attend, but somehow Krishna changed some things and I could join. Really very beautiful. Any class Prabhu you give just invokes so much emotions in the heart. Very, very grateful to you, Prabhu, for really taking us to these pastimes and taking us to the dhams and bringing the beautiful qualities of these wonderful devotees. Like Mother Janhua, especially I want to really take deep in my heart the teaching that Mother Janhua is giving about serving the Vaishnavas. The service is complete only when we serve the Vaishnavas. I'm too far away from that, but I want to really take it and try my best. I seek your blessings and everyone's blessings to be able to actually be in that mood. Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Mataji, my humble prayers to Guru Gauranga that all of you are eternally blessed with pure bhakti, uttama bhakti, Shuddha Krishna consciousness, and all of you become eternal sources of great pleasure and joy to Shri Shri Guru Gauranga. And please, Mataji, pray the same for me also.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for blessing me. I really, really need a lot of prayers and blessings. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. That's awesome. Hare
Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Danda Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. It was a wonderful class, and we always you have that power with the mercies that you are able. We are able to visualize the pastime right in front of us, though we are completely unqualified to do so, and we are able to relish it to the utmost, so that we can advance so much. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
కృపాసందు కోటి వైష్ణవ్ కే జయ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ హిస్ గ్రేస్
आदि कथा प्रभु जानवा देवी की जय।
हरे
कृष्ण।